Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about
talk
now.
About now to talk about.
She's taking care of her voice, so you know that she's not gonna shout
not gonna
now.
Shout now, she's not gonna shout.
So get your headphones ready to hear what it's all about.
No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast, Season 11, Episode 21. I am your host, Jen Kirkman. Oh my God, so much to talk about today on the podcast. But I'll start with, I had another weird age thing happen. I'm telling you, this shit follows me. So it happened at my podiatrist's office. And you're like, Jen, why would someone think that you're old when you start sentences with, I was at my podiatrist's office. That's what all the kids are saying. Listen, anyone at any age can have a podiatrist, okay? But I'm at my podiatrist's office because I had this toe surgery a few months ago, blah, blah. Had to do months of physical therapy. Have to put these inserts into my shoes, orthotics. Oh God, I do. I sound like my mother. I have my orthotics in. I can't wear shoes like I used to. I've got my orthotics. So now I've got my orthotics. But anyway, I went to go pick them up, but it had been, you know, like a month since I'd been to the podiatrist. They'd been waiting for me to pick these things up. I was being lazy about it. But anyway, I had been going to physical therapy for months after the surgery, but nobody ever told me that I had to do months of physical therapy after the surgery. So there was one day when I got kind of pissy and like almost a little like whiny baby crying, like, why does it keep coming in? Because the podiatrist's office is in Manhattan. I live in Brooklyn. The only time I could go and see the doctor that she was there on the days and times that I could be there was Fridays at 8 a.m. So I would get up early, get ready for work, get into the city by 8 a.m. Then I'd have to go from there, commute to Brooklyn. It was just annoying. Two times a week I had to do that. So I go to pick up my orthotics. And the podiatrist said to me, I'm so glad you came in. I know you were really upset for a while. But I have to tell you that this doesn't mean that you're old. And I went, what? And she said, yeah, I mean, look, you had the toe surgery and that's because you had a nerve problem. But that's not because you're old. Well, you're not old, but you're older. And then that's not why you had to have the toe surgery. Your toes are too close together. And they always have been. And I wear orthotics in my shoe because, you know, I've got foot issues. And so, it, you know, and I'm like way younger. I'm like, what? I'm sorry, what are you talking about? And she just kept going. I said, I was never upset because I thought this made me old. And she said, oh, but you were really upset last time you were here. And I said, well, yeah, it was just because of all the physical therapy. And she interrupted again and said, now I know, but physical therapy, I know it sounds like something old people do. And I'm thinking, no, it doesn't. It sounds like something like badass athletes do, dancers. I mean, I know physical therapy is for anybody, whatever. But anyway, she's like, no, no, but that's what I mean. I know you felt like, you know, you were just like depressed because this made you feel old. And guys, this never happened. She's completely projecting this onto me. Not even projecting because she feels old, like just knows my age and forgot that I wasn't coming in because of issues that had to do with their office. And she said, you know, I mean, you can like rest assured that, you know, I know you're older. And like, so yes, like are things going to happen in our bodies as we get older? She's like, I know it's going to happen to me too, but this isn't one of those things. So like whatever else you're going through, you know, sure, maybe that's age related, but this isn't. And I'm like, what is happening? Why is she talking to me like this? And I said, I never thought this made me old. You've completely got this wrong. And she just looked at me and went, oh. Oh. And didn't even apologize. Didn't even apologize and say, sorry, I'm calling you old constantly and that I thought you were upset by it. Well, now I am.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The thing is, I got this surgery in January. I mean, this story is so boring. You should shut off this podcast. But I'm just saying, like, I got the surgery in January. I was told I had to wear this medical boot for about a week to cushion the push-in. No, to cushion my foot. And then I was told everything would go back to normal and some people heal really quickly, blah, blah. They gave me all these, you know, ibuprofen prescription. I had no pain. I didn't need anything. I had a couple sleepless nights because you had to elevate your foot. And sometimes there was burning sensations. But overall, it was all fine. And then I would go to the office once a week to get my bandage looked at. And the boot wearing was not 1 week. It was a month. A month I had to wear this boot. And every time I went into the office, and I know this word is overused, I felt like I was getting gaslit. Oh, you said it was going to be a week. No, I didn't. Okay. Then she kept saying, and we'll see if you need physical therapy. So I was going back for a month. And then she one day said, and you've been doing physical therapy here twice a week? And I said, no. You kept saying that you were going to evaluate me and let me know if I needed it. And she said, oh, of course you need it. Everyone after the surgery needs it. And I said, well, I haven't had it. And it's been a month. And I'm fine. And she said, no, you need physical therapy because you have to get these exercises that you have to do. Okay. And you know what? She was right. I had to start doing these exercises because my toes were weakened because I had been off of my feet for so long. But they're basic exercises that the physical therapist could have showed me over Zoom, you know, go up and down on your toes, take this rubber band, do this. But they would also do electric muscle stim, and the physical therapist would use some silver tool and, you know, scrape along my nerve on top of my skin, you know, stuff that, yeah, someone has to physically do it. But they kept asking me, how do your toes feel? Is there any pain? And I'd say no. And I'd say, but sometimes there's numbness. And they'd say, oh, then you have to keep coming back to physical therapy. And then they'd say, oh, numbness is normal. So it was both things. If I said, no, I feel fine, but there's numbness. Oh, yeah. So that's good. You need to keep coming back. Then I'd come back and they'd say, so you've been in pain? And I'd say, no, I was just feeling numb. And they'd say, oh, well, that's normal. I mean, and I'd say, I know, but you, it was just getting frustrating. Every time I came in, it was a different thing. And then every week I would try to make an appointment Wednesday and Friday. I would say, I've got to take the 8 a.m. appointment because I got to get to work by 10 and it's way nowhere near here. So I got to leave the office by 9. They never told me at the front desk that the doctor doesn't come in till 9 and that the physical therapist doesn't start until 8:30. So I kept saying, can I come in at 8? And instead of saying, you can come in at 8, but you won't get seen until 8:30 by the physical therapist and the doctor doesn't come in until 9. No one ever said that. They would just book me at 8 and I would come in and I would wait a half an hour. And every week, twice a week, I would say, is anyone coming? Is it, oh yeah, and the physical therapist would see me and then the doctor would come in at 9 and I'd say, I really got to go. I got to get to work. Every week. Until finally one day I lost my shit because I was so tired, like getting up at 6 a.m., getting ready. And I was just, it was 2 months of this, like 2 times a week. Weirdly, there'd always be like some weird, I couldn't sleep the night before or had to be somewhere. It was just getting to be too much. And it felt like I didn't need to be there and nothing was making sense. And there was this one day where I was just a little weepy and I was like, I'm so tired of coming in. I really thought that this surgery was going to be nothing and you guys were acting like something went wrong and like I'm not getting better and I'm just very confused and why do you never see me on time? Like I have to get to work. And they were like, and the physical therapist was like, I don't even come in until 8:30. I've always wondered why you were always half an hour early. I just thought you were a very punctual person. I'm like, no, not that punctual. I'm not an early person. I'm punctual, usually late. But for me, punctual means right on time, like right on time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And then late is normal for me, but early, never. Never. You'll never see me anywhere half an hour early. If I am, then I got the time wrong. And she's like, oh my God, this like 2 months I haven't. And I said, and I'm supposed to see the doctor at 8:30. She's like, doctor doesn't come in until 9. I'm like, okay. You guys are totally unorganized. I don't know what's going on, but this has to stop. Like, am I good enough? Like, can you tell? I said, I feel like I'm gonna have a nervous breakdown. I'm just feeling really stressed out. I was like, can you tell me? Can I stop coming in for physical therapy and just do it at home? And will I recover? Because again, I feel fine. There's just some numbness like a couple times a week. Is there supposed to be any? And she just gave me the same runaround of, yeah, but you know, it's good to come in and I'll talk to the front desk. And I said, it's fine. You know what? I'm just going to take some time off. I'm going to do my exercises at home. If things get worse, I'll come in. And then I just never went back. And my toe is fine. There's no numbness. I just did my exercises at home, and just with time, it got better. But I don't know what she said to the front desk, but that was the discussion. I never went, this makes me feel old. Like, never. Maybe she was like, I got a perimenopausal woman. She's all up in her feelings, and her hormones right now are not regulated. Maybe she just knew. But I never once said that. But this was the office that the first day I came in, and they asked my birthday, and I said 1974. They looked at me and went, do you mean 94? And I said, no, 74. And they were like, wow. So this whole place is weird about age. But anyway, I got my orthotics. And I hopefully clear the air with my 30-year-old podiatrist. But I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you, Gen Z, your generation is very bad with age. You may be saving the country with voting. You might be good about other things. But age, this is not your generation's best. This is not, there's no progressive attitudes around age in your generation. It's real bad. Real bad. I don't know if the one after you is going to be any better. I don't know. I feel like I've given up. I've been screaming this whole time. You guys are real weird about age. I might have to give up. I might have to give up trying to teach you. But I won't give up on not being able to wait until you're my age and you guys see the weirdness, how weird people treat you. And I'm going to be laughing. Yes, I'll be in a home. But I'll be laughing from the home with my orthotics. All right. There's so much more to talk about in this episode. I'm going to talk about fear of heights, making new friends as an adult, all kinds of things. And you can only listen to it on Patreon. Just click the link in the show notes and you can join and you'll love it. And it's so much fun. And if you're not going to, that's fine too. But until next week, have fun.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.